Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here with shows day after day and week after week, just breaking those myths that women, especially women working from home or dabbling in business, in between bake sales and getting our nails done, we're smart, we're savvy, and we're building bridges and creating businesses, raising families, making the difference in lives of people that we might not ever know. And it's so much fun to share the women that we've met along the way. And today, Dawn Marie Ferreira is here. She actually, Tracy Timmons, who's one of our hosts for Mindful Healthy Habits, connected the two of us. And I'm so excited to be sharing a fellow native New Yorker who was born and raised on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Dawn Marie is an actress, dancer, writer, and a producer. She's currently starring in a film, Breathe, alongside Tristan Mays, who's in MacGyver. Among numerous other film and TV shows, outside of performing, Dawn Marie is known as the Goodfella of essential oils. Working with young living essential oils and products has helped her find a passion outside of performing. And she helps others find their authentic voice and the best version of themselves through the use of young living essential oils and products. And just for those of you who don't know about Young Living, it's the oldest essential oil company in America. It was started by farmers, not business people. And there's really a difference between oil companies. So you have to make sure you do due diligence when you're deciding on the company you're going to use. And she had no idea that the purchase of Young Living Starter Kit would have such a huge impact on her life. And learning that self-care is the best thing you can do, not only for yourself, but for others, because they allow you to show up at 100%. You know, it allows you when you do that self-care. And she's created workshops specifically for actors, showing them how to use oils in all their areas of their lives, from creating characters to preparing for meetings and their agent, which I find really fascinating that you've incorporated that into this. So, you know, Dawn Marie, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much, Dori, for having me.
It's my pleasure. So, got to ask you, how'd you go from living in the projects of New York to now living out in Hollywood, California? An interesting journey.
Well, I was finishing up my last year at FIT. I was studying fashion at the Fashion Institute of Technology, and it was honestly my intuition. I had a dream, and literally, like at nighttime, with the head on the pillow, had a dream that I should just go to California, and I listened to my intuition and put one foot in front of the other, and had no reason to move to California. I didn't come out here to perform. It was literally a dream I had at nighttime, and then I moved here.
Wow. I find that really fascinating. You know, and as somebody who believes in going with your gut, that's a big gut move to go with.
When I look back on it, if I had to do it now, I wouldn't do it. It was, you know, just youth, and I'm a better person because of it. I'm a better person because of it.
So even though you didn't go to Hollywood, you know, other than you had this dream to do it, have you always been a performer? Or did you know that you were going to wind up pursuing the acting profession?
Again, I got to say, it's just putting one foot in front of the other and listening to your gut. I was always a dancer. Both my parents passed away by the time I was 5. And my mother, she left me with a love of music and dance. And when she passed, if my grandmother raised me, my maternal grandmother raised me, and it would have been really difficult for her to keep up my dance studies. But I was always performing for the family. Any kind of stage I could create for myself, I would do that. So performing was always in my blood. But it was when I came out to L.A. that you can't help but to be hit with the business of show business, you know? And a friend asked me to be in her student film. And when I was in that student film, because I didn't know what it was that I was saying yes to, I was trying to help a friend out. I was sitting on set, Dory, and I was like, I think I could do this. This feels good to me. And then I started to study and put one foot in front of the other after that.
Wow. All the friend asked you to be in her student film.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing how something can just reawaken something that you didn't even realize might have been there always? You know?
There would have been no way for me to go from the projects to even thinking about this as a profession or connecting it myself at all.
Well, it's amazing how people can help you connect the dots sometimes, you know? It really is, because you never know. That's a wonderful thing about being open. You know,
yeah.
Obviously you are so open to the path and the journey and letting it evolve, and good for you.
Thank you.
How did you get introduced to essential oils?
Wow, that's interesting. That's also, I put in one foot in front of the other. I was in a film in 2017. I was in a film that stars Valerie Harper and Liz Torres. It was a short film called My Mom and the Girl. It was critically acclaimed and accepted, and one of the film festivals we got into was the Cannes Film Festival, the American Pavilion section of the Cannes Film Festival. And while I was at the Cannes Film Festival, Dory, I was vibrating at such a high frequency that I was pulling in people that my director, the writer, director of the film, wanted to talk to, creating these opportunities, deciding, like one day I decided to just, you know, while we were in Cannes, let's go to this restaurant. Well, we ended up sitting next to the Hollywood Reporter people and the British Arts Theater Corporation as well. And we were like, how did this happen? And my writer-director was like, you're just in this vibe right now. And so I was floating around in Cannes. And when I came back to LAX, I like to say that I felt like I came back and landed with a thud. That energy that I was floating around Cannes with was not self-created. It just was me going with the flow of everything. And without it being self-generated, I could not recreate it. This film created opportunities to get into more casting offices, but I found myself, I could not concentrate. So as an actor, we work with sides. I could not work on the sides for these auditions that were coming my way. I mentioned it to someone else that I was having a hard time concentrating. In an offhand response, they said, you should look into peppermint essential oil. It's been known to help with concentration and focus. I had remembered a friend on Facebook that I knew. She posted about essential oils. I called her up, met with her, and that's how I started with essential oils.
Wow. Yeah, well, I have to say, as somebody, I'm looking where I'm sitting right now. I have my diffuser sitting over here. And I have a little basket of all the different essential oils. And I actually carry peppermint with me, because it's also great if you're having hot flashes, which even though I'm done with all of that, every once in a while I'll still get one. And I will put it on the back of my neck, and I'll put it on my, you know, wrist pressure points and behind my ears. And not only do I smell nice and minty, but, you know, it definitely keeps things at bay. When I was in the throes of it, I had it in a mist that I would keep in the refrigerator.
Whoa, yeah. Oh, you're so smart. Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, and it's also, you know, useful when it's the summertime. It's like a liquid AC that you could carry around with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just spray it and cool your body down. Because it's 85% to 90% menthol. And what menthol does is it, when it touches the skin, it cools the body down. That's what you were actually, what your body was responding to, the menthol and the peppermint essential oil. Yeah.
See, that's awesome. I love this. See, I love talking to experts in their field. So with your essential oils, you know, how do you find that they're helping people? How do you, how have you incorporated all of this with your acting and stuff like that? I really like that. And, you know, so explain to people more, you know, as we lead out of this, let's talk about actually what essential oils are, you know, tell people what they are. So for those who are going, I've heard about them, but I've never tried them. What are they? Tell them.
Okay. So the simplest way to explain what essential oils are essentials. They are the life force of plants. They are produced by plants to help them avoid and fight off bacteria, fungus. Some plants secrete this aroma to help them not be eaten by predators. They are a concentrated aromas that rise rapidly into the air, and they bring the aroma of each plant with it. So that's like the simplest way to explain what essential oils are. They are the aromas that are found from plants. And they are the life force of the plants that helps balance out the plant and keep them from bacteria, predators, and disease.
And how do they help people?
Well, each essential oil, each plant has their benefits that help the body, so the human body. So with the body, we have a similar thing in our pheromones where people can actually respond to our pheromones. We have that kind of same similar thing. But with plants, you actually can harness the power of that plant. So say lavender. Lavender has been known as the stress reliever, and it's also great for the body as well. So you can actually put it on your skin and add it to any kind of beauty products that you're already using, and you will notice that your appearance and your skin is improved immensely. When you inhale lavender essential oil, you're bringing it into the olfactory bulb, which is in your nose, which hits your limbic system and tells your body to just calm down, just chill out.
Wow. I've always known that lavender is a stress reliever, but it never occurred to me that it's the, you know, hitting the limbic system and things like that. You know, I love the science behind things like this.
I'm a pretty balanced person. Yeah. I like the science and the energy force with everything so that there's a balance that I bring to this.
And there's energy that goes along with the essential oils as well?
Yes, because each essential oil vibrates at a certain frequency. So you can actually affect your emotions with these essential oils as well. So the highest vibrating essential oil is Northern Lights Black Spruce. It vibrates at over 500 megahertz, and it's harvested under the Aurora Borealis. So it actually brings in that solar energy into its essential oil. And so say you're having a down day and you're feeling down. If someone was to measure your body's frequency at that point and then you inhaled Northern Lights Black Spruce, there'd be an increased amount in your frequency and your mood because of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm completely fascinated. On that note, though, we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a moment with Dawn Marie Ferrara as we continue to talk about essential oils and how it's helped. I want to find out how it's helping her acting career and the other actors that she's working with. So we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio. As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children.
Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Dawn Marie Ferraro. We are talking about essential oils and their vibration frequencies and how they're the life force of the plants. And I'm curious how you've incorporated this into your acting career and how you've, you know, made a balance with all of this.
Well, a lot of people are brought to essential oils for different reasons. My why was to directly help me with my acting career because I needed focus and concentration. And when you take a step back from that, what acting really is at its core is using our emotions to tell a story through a character that you have to create. So when peppermint helped me so tremendously to stay focused and concentrated on my side, I took it a step further because I do have a scientific kind of energy to myself. That's how I, like I said, I'm a balanced kind of person. I like the ethereal and I like the science. So I was like, hey, let me try this out. Every day I use a different oil from the premium starter kit from Young Living that I got in the mail. That's how I got started. And I would use every one of them in different ways, like to create a calmness in my body before going into an audition. I would use Stress Away, which is a blend in from Young Living that actually just helps to alleviate the anxiety, the performance anxiety that you can feel right before going into an audition. You know that feeling like you're like, I can't wait to go in to perform? Well, it helped me to just calm down, and it helped me to allow my work to just speak for itself because my body system wasn't revved up right before going into the audition. I've also helped to create my characters with it as well, because sense memory that we use as actors, I just used all the stuff that I learned in my training and then applied essential oils, the aroma from the essential oils, to that. So if there's a smell that I know that I like, I would kind of go, does this speak to the character? And if there's a smell that I don't like, it goes, maybe this could speak to the character, because what acting is we kind of work with our imagination. So the less things that we have to create out of the air is only going to help us to be more grounded in our auditions, in our performance, to bring that character into reality.
Very cool. You know, as a performer myself, I'm fascinated by everybody's process. Everybody has their own process. And I think it's really very unique that you have taken this kind of a turn to incorporate essential oils in all of this. And I know we talked, you know, as I was introducing you, we were talking about
you know, the things that you do with other performers. So have you kind of shared this with other people in your profession doing that?
Yeah. So my community is filled up with a lot of actors. So once it started working for me, I started to tell it to everybody, and they started to work with essential oils. And I just asked them to report back to me what worked, what didn't work. And so I had a lot of data to work with over a course of a year. And I created a workshop that when I walked the actors in our workshop through, by the end of it, they're like, oh, my goodness, this is incredible. I can't believe nobody's ever done this before. You can release lifelong traumas that may be holding you back as an actor with using this with an aroma freedom technique. There's different techniques that I put into the workshop that help you to become the authentic you that you're meant to be, and bringing that to all of your characters is what makes you shine. And I've noticed huge wins, best friends of mine that are working more than ever, and I link it back to them starting to use the essential oils, as well as myself. I've been booking more and getting into more casting offices because I'm booking more. So I've got the data to back it up.
You know, I'm amazed that you have taken these essential oils and really created and supported other ideas and other maybe gut feelings that you had along the way. Was it like a real conscious decision that you did it this way, or did it just organically evolve?
Organically evolved. It just put one foot in front of the other, listening to my gut, and I was like, I want to go in that direction. Kind of like how I came to LA.
How have you found like the reactions to the workshop? Fueling, you know, passions to continue in other places with this? You know, what is it doing for you?
I feel like for me specifically, it has, because it's made me now want to help other artists in different ways that these oils can do it. Now, obviously this oil company is also a business. So I've been helping to support my art by also creating some financial freedom with this business as well. And it just makes for more sane human beings on this planet. And that you can't put a price on that. You cannot put a price on that.
I would have to agree with you. So what are you, you know, I'm going to segue now to, since we've been talking about how you're helping everybody, you know, in these workshops and helping their, furthering their career, what's going on with yours? What are we going to see you in next?
Well, actually, I just found out that the film that I'm in, Breathe, is on Amazon Prime, so you could check that out there. I was in a film that should be released. It's called A Dead Woman Walking. And I'm in an amazing show that is Elizabeth Murdoch produces it, and it distributes on Snapchat, and it's one of the highest rated online gaming kind of shows. So I'm a regular on that show as well.
What's it called?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's called Solve. It's a interactive murder mystery show, in which the viewer can actually interact with the storyline and try to figure out who done it. And it's all based on real-life murder mysteries and cold cases, some solved and some not.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Yes.
It really is. So, you know, what do you see in your future? What are those goals that you have out there for yourself in acting, for yourself with your essential oils and making a difference? What do you see?
Well, in my oils business, I see myself just helping people make the easy daily decisions that will directly and positively affect their lives, to help them bring their authenticity to the world, because we need their voice. And with my acting, to bring characters to life that others can identify with, bring in awareness to things close to my heart, like in the movie Breathe, it's about sexual abuse. So I like to marry those two together. I like to say, empower a person, you affect society. Empower an artist, you affect the world.
I want to share, as Lori sent over some information about, I mean, I'm sorry, as Dawn Marie sent over information, she shared some life advice, and I want to share this. It says, always follow your intuition. Ignoring your inner guidance system gets you into trouble. Growing up in a tough neighborhood, I was forced to remain aware of my surroundings. That skill has saved my life on a number of occasions. It's that gut feeling like walking down a street and you come to a dark alley and everything inside you says, don't go down that alley. Would you be going against all of your gut instincts to walk down that alley, right? I use that as a premise for many of my decisions. It's street logic. It's common sense. It's being in tune with your own instincts. We each have them, and we just have to make an effort to use it. It's like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. I really like that, Dawn Marie, and I wanted to share that because I think that it encapsulates what you're sharing and what you're doing and the fact that your gut has led you to amazing things. So as we wrap up, you know, say your goodbyes, let everybody know what would you like to leave us with, and let everyone know how they can find you through social media.
Okay, so you could go to my website, DawnMarieFerrara.com. You can find me on Instagram with that name as well. My essential oils Instagram is essentially Dawn Marie. And so you can find me. Those are my socials. For Twitter, I'm known as That Dawn Marie. And on Facebook, it's Dawn Marie Ferrara. I like to keep it simple.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come and share with us. I wish you so much success. I look forward to getting to see some of the things that you're in. I really do. And, you know, as a fellow New Yorker, go get them, girl. You know?
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that coming from you. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. And I'm really glad that you had a chance to come and share with us today. And for all of us here at Word of Mom Radio, here on the Word of Mom Media Network, we thank you all for tuning in. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song, She Is You, from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thank you so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She